Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. We're throwing it down. And it's the Thursday night throwdown. Shout out to Teddy. Shout out to Julio for joining us. It's just you and me for the remaining session tonight on the late night anger management class. So the Yankees win again, huh? Wow. Up to 12, and it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing that the Yankees have only won 12 games in a row. Like, so if they win 13, it's the most ever. I didn't bet this game, and I actually showed some discipline. I bet the Dodgers tonight. Dodgers victorious 4-0. Scherzer's been killing it for these guys. San Diego and the Mets kind of falling apart right now. But, man, so at this point, the Yankees, I'm not going to get it. I should have just bet the Yankees. I mean, it's not rocket science. They won 11 in a row. The A's were 4-8 in their last 12 coming into tonight. 3-9 since the Field of Dreams game. The Yankees haven't lost since that game. Everything's falling apart for the Oakland Athletics right now. Ever since Bassett got hit in the face, that was it. When your ace gets hit in the face, it's over. It's over. So 7-6 Yankees, Bronx Bombers get it done. Seattle screws me again like they always do. 6-4 Kansas City tonight. So the Dodgers win 4-0. Let's get you caught up to date with the updated standings, and then let's check out the odds. So as it is right now, and it's amazing, isn't it? That's how good Tampa is. The Yankees have won 12 games in a row, and they're still 4 games back. They can't gain any ground. They just simply can't gain ground on Tampa. And how that can the Yankees, they can't play at this pace forever, so Tampa's just going to outlast them. So Tampa are up 4 right now on the Yankees. They're up 7 on the Red Sox, and the Blue Jays are in big trouble. The Blue Jays season is falling apart. White Sox running away with things. Oakland suddenly has big problems. Seattle screwed up tonight because Seattle losing tonight. Seattle will win tomorrow. They always lose the first game of series, and I'm an idiot, and I always know this, and I bet them, and then I lose, and then I don't bet them the next game. You got to bet them the next game. Updated wild card standings right now. New York, it's all about the East. East Coast. All right, Tampa would win a division, then the Yankees and the Red Sox would be the playoff. Dear God, can you imagine the hype, the Yankees and the Red Sox in a one-game playoff wild card? You think Rob Manfred would hate that? So that's what it is right now. The Yankees are starting to pull away in the wild card spot. So they're up 3 games right now. Boston's 3 games back of the Yankees, but Boston have the other wild card spot. They're up 2.5 on Oakland. And they're up 3.5 on Seattle. Seattle really screwed up tonight. They could have picked up a game on Oakland tonight. The Blue Jays are now 5.5 back at a wild card. Not done, but the writing's on the wall. You can see the Jays just don't have it in them. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It's level 3. Let's do this thing. It's the Thursday night throwdown. Teddy Covers from Wager Talk joined us. JN Reports from the Windy City stepped up and in. Now it's just you and me. We'll take a look at the updated Major League Baseball division odds, Cy Young odds. It was a big week for the Cy Young pitcher in the National League. They all pitched. Burns pitched. Wheeler pitched. Bueller pitched. So we'll check in with the updated odds division. And, of course, we'll talk football. It is week 0 college football. We're trying to get as many opinions as we can. on the program, and we'll have more tomorrow with Steve Merrill and Tony Finn. Get different perspectives. You know, we were talking about Illinois a lot, and it's Illinois and Nebraska kicking off the season, 1 o'clock Eastern. And we'll tell you what networks these games are on after, even though they don't pay us to do so. We need to know where these games are on, right? So I've been I have Nebraska under 6.5 wins on the season. I don't think they're going to win 7 games. I don't believe they can. Their schedule is brutal. It's a killer. It's not going to happen. So I have that play. I've been thinking long and hard and talking a lot about Illinois and their total at 3.5 and how I think they can go over the number. But if they're going to go over the number, they need to win this football game. It's true. Let's just call it out for what it is. If they lose this game, Illinois, how the hell are they going to win another 4 games? They have UTSA. They get Charlotte. That means they'd have to steal another 2 Big Ten games. But this is the one, right? It's not impossible for them to get to 4 if they don't win this game. But their chances are significantly hurt. So where I'm going with this is, and it's like minus 140 to the over 3.5. So I don't want to lay minus 140. I don't want to lay juice on a team. I don't want to lay juice on a team that isn't a lock to go over the number. And if they're going to go over the number, they're going to need to win this game. Therefore, why don't we just take Illinois on the money line? I'm going to be taking them plus the points, and I'm going to be taking the over in a football game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
But instead of betting Illinois, you know what I mean? If they're going to go over 3.5, they're going to win this game. And then why wait the entire season to cash a minus 140 when we can cash a plus 210 on Saturday? God, I'm getting smart. The Late Night Anger Management class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, a lot of stuff to get to still, but I want to talk some baseball right now. The Yankees win their 12th straight baseball game. The Dodgers win again. Dodgers are on a torrid pace. They're 15-2. That's the thing when people start to, you know, it's funny the narrative of the Dodgers this year that a lot of people get frustrated. There's a difference, and I've noticed the difference in sports fans over the years, and, you know, society changes. And in a modern era and stuff. And I noticed, like, in football, people will confuse good fantasy players with a good football team or sort of correlate the two. Right? Like, you know, like last year, Kyler Murray in Arizona. Yeah, Kyler Murray's a good quarterback, and I like Kyler Murray coming into the league. But they weren't ready. You know, I remember a couple of years ago, it's like 3 years ago, the Green Bay Packers were like 10-6, if you remember. 11-5, I think they were. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a great statistical year. They won the division, but it's like, oh, they're slipping or something, right? Because people were frustrated fantasy-wise, and fantasy football is so big. You'll notice fantasy stuff is, we'll have a conversation about that, about how fantasy perception does affect sort of betting perception and vice versa. Like, there is a correlation. Right? There is a correlation. So the Dodgers are a good example. And it's frustrating. It's sort of like Seattle. I just lost a parlay on Seattle tonight. I had Boston and Seattle in a parlay tonight, and I could say, oh, Seattle suck. Oh, they lost. They suck. No, they don't suck. They're having a great year. They've way exceeded expectations. You just lost your bet. So it's the same thing. Like, how many times did you hear, like, this year, the Dodgers suck? The Dodgers' bullpen sucks. Dave Roberts, like, so you know, people think, like, because if you lose your bet, it doesn't mean that Dave Roberts is the biggest moron in the world. It means you're a degenerate compulsive gambler that lost a bet to blaming other people for your life's problems. I've realized that. I used to blame players. I used to blame coaches. So if Dave Roberts and, you know, if he leaves a pitcher in too long, all right, so you disagree with it. Did Dave Roberts come to your house and put a gun to your head and tell you to bet on the game? No. Did Dave Roberts, you know, make you pick that game out of all the games? No. Bettors, and in fact, you know what? Like, bettors probably are the people that take least responsibility in the world out of anyone. Seriously, how many people say after a game? Let me look in the chat right now. I see it every night. How many people say after a game, it was a bad pick? Bad pick. On me. Bad pick. No. It's always the loser pitcher fault, right? It's the loser pitcher that's accomplished way more in his life than you could in 10 lifetimes. Right? It's the loser manager's fault. The same manager that saved the Red Sox ass when they were down to the final strike, final out, he stole second base, right? Dave Roberts has forgotten more baseball than any of us will ever know together, right? We hear handicappers, oh, this guy's a bad coach. Why is he a bad coach? Because you laid 5.5 and they won by 5 and he didn't, you know, he didn't call something to cover the spread for you late? Handicappers are the worst at that, too. How many handicappers after just admit after and say, you know what, bad pick? Bad pick. I'll take responsibility. I don't blame Seattle. I don't blame Seattle. I knew. I talked about it. We talk about it all the time. Seattle always seemed to lose the first damn game. I brought it up. I said, well, Cam, they always seem to lose the first game of the series. And he warned me. He was worried about it. He said they always lose the first game of the series, and then they win the next two. Yeah, that's what they do. So can I get mad at Seattle? You know what I mean? Bettors never accept responsibility for their own actions. It's the quarterback's fault. It's the manager's fault. It's the loser point guard's fault, right? It's Dwight Howard's fault. It's Siakam's fault, right? It's everyone's fault except your fault, right? You're the one that placed the bet. You're the one that placed the bet. Pascal Siakam didn't tell you to bet on his prop, did he? No. Right? Like, you have a million options to bet on every night. You pick a game. If that game doesn't win, they're not losers. You're the loser. You're the loser. They're going back to their five-star hotel room, and they're still making $32 million a year. So they're not the loser, right? You're the loser betting on them, and then you blame them when you don't win. I know I'm getting a little deep here, and I'm insulting every sports bettor in the world pretty much, but you'll see it all the time. I rarely see people on Twitter after a game saying, you know what? God, am I an idiot. I do it, actually. I don't even talk about my wins too much. I bitch about the losses, but I get mad at myself. I don't get mad at, like, the team anymore. I don't get mad at the player. You're the moron that bet on that team. Like, when people say, oh, I can't believe Dave Roberts is an idiot. The Dodgers bullpen blew it again. Well, if you know the Dodgers bullpen blows it all the time, why do you bet on it? Why don't you bet on the first five innings then? People, like, you know, all of our actions, we're in control. People, you know what I mean? You're in control of your own destiny. It's not, and it goes deeper too, right? It's everybody will blame everybody in life. The government held, you know, it's the government's fault. You know, my high school coach didn't like me, didn't play me enough because his son was the quarterback. And, you know what I mean? Like, it's whatever. You know, my parents weren't home enough. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. There's, like, perception of reality. And people, like, there's no one wants to accept responsibility. You see it now in the real world with stuff. Right? You see all the jackass politicians now Well, it's all these last guys for 20 years that made mistakes. No, you'd make the same mistake, and you want to make the same mistake now. Right? You're all jackasses. But nobody, that's the thing. It's amazing. And I used to work with, you know, Richard Garner, who we got to get on the show, real smart guy. He used to be a co-host of ours on Sirius. And it would drive Richard crazy that radio, especially radio hosts in the old days, they don't want to admit they don't know something. Right? Like, they just, like, they don't, like, oh, no, I know everything about sports and everything. We have guests still like, some people are still like that now. Just say, no, I don't know. Right? And don't try to pretend you know about a sport that we know you don't even watch. You know what I mean? Right? Like, there's a lot of sort of, like, fakeness out there. And I remember Garner telling me that years ago. And he goes, you know, and Garner was in control of hiring and firing people in the industry and stuff, right? And he said, I would never, he goes, I hate hosts who pretend they know everything. He goes, you know, it's not a crime to just say on the air, I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I like tennis and I used to bet on tennis. I got people asking me, hey, Morency, what do you think of the tennis tonight? I'm honest with them. I tell them, I don't know, man. I'm not going to give you some half-assed pick. I'm not following it like I used to. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like that's the whole thing. And so people won't admit, I don't know something anymore. And it's even worse now. Right? No one's wrong ever about anything in life anymore. No, I'm never wrong. And so no one will say, I don't know something. And no one will ever say, I was wrong. With bad pick. No, it was a bad pick. No, it's their fault. No, it's your fault. You picked it. It's not their fault. It's their fault. Right? Like, it's always other people's faults. You know?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The other one is bad beat. What do you mean, bad beat? Oh, I can't believe I lost by half a run. I lost by, well, whatever, jackass. Add it up. What's the average score of a game? 5.4 to 4.6. So every damn game is decided by one run. Can you believe I lost by one run on the 1200 loss? Yeah, I believe it. Do the math. It adds up. No, you didn't get screwed because you lost. You bet on a sporting event and lost. Suck it up. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. What are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're throwing it down on the Thursday night throwdown. You know, we had a big announcement, actually. And, you know, I figured, hey, I got to get to this. We got to it. We talked about it online, but this is for everybody. You hear us talk about game time decisions. And I am on at 6 o'clock Eastern time, 3 hours until 9 o'clock Eastern. And we're back here on the radio only and on digital video platforms online and all that type of stuff. And you know, man, we've been doing this a long time. Sports Bridge has been doing it a long time. We were called the Fantasy Sports Network before, part of the, and the Fight Network. And so we've been on and off and on TV, but always on TV. But, like, it's sort of, we were on TV for years, you know, 15 years. And, you know, radio, TV type thing, and then just TV. And, like, you know, so TV's always been a big part of it. And then, you know, basically TV's not the same anymore. Everything, you know, took over. The online apps took over the most. And that stuff is really big. You'd be amazed. Like, you think, like, you know, how many people are watching these things? Well, they're free. So a lot of people, right? A lot of people. Like, 100, it's amazing. Like, I know during the football season on the just on our digital platforms, like sort of like the Sling, Zumo, and like all these, you know, different, all those apps, Game Time Decisions had 6 million viewers over like a 4.5 month span. So we were averaging over 1 million viewers a month, which is about 250,000 people a week, which is about 50,000 people a show, right? If you break it down. So that's just on these digital video apps and stuff like that. But, you know, TV never dies, man. It's like wrestling and punk rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, TV's dead. Nah, not really. You know what I mean? It's not, it doesn't have, you know, the, it's just another medium now, but it's still the most powerful medium. Let's just be real. TV is still kingpin. Radio is powerful. It'll never go away, right? And I love radio. Radio's a staple. But I'm just stating television is something that is still obviously, you know, do you still have a TV? Yeah, it just depends on who you're paying to watch your content for. So we've got big news. Game Time Decisions and Sports Grid, 24-hour programming. So if it's on Sports Grid, you're going to be able to watch it. Sports Grid to offer 24 hours of daily programming in 9 Nexstar markets starting September the 1st. Nexstar Media, wholly owned subsidiary of Nexstar Media Group on the NASDAQ market under NXST, the largest local media company in the United States, and Sports Grid, a streaming video network that provides extensive coverage of sports betting, today announced a multi-year agreement to launch the Sports Grid Network. Beginning September 1st, Sports Grid Network will be distributed across nine channels in the 9 major U.S. markets, including San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Tampa, Florida, Portland, Nashville, Norfolk, Virginia. It's for our boy Steve Merrill, man, one of our regular guests in the Norfolk area. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Knoxville, Tennessee, and Des Moines, Iowa. So we'll be adding television programming in those 9 markets. There'll be more 9 markets to come. Look at your local listings. And for more details, actually, on each station in those respective cities. You can go to sportsgrid.com and follow SportsGrid on Twitter for all the public press releases, etc. So, yeah, we're fired up. You know, that's cool. What I like about this is now basically, and if you're listening on the radio on SiriusXM right now, all the shows are on Sirius still, right? So you'll hear us. Game Time Decisions is on Sirius, the first hour, which is Game Time Decisions. Then it goes in-game live, etc. But what's cool is, so now we know sort of, all right, we're on in these 9 TV markets now. Specifically, you know what was crazy? Somebody was at LAX the other day, and we were on in the airport in LA. We're also on, and this is nuts. I didn't believe it. Paul Bovey was at a sports book in Dog Track in Mexico last year. And he sent me a text and he goes, man, he goes, your TV show is on right now in a Dog Track in Mexico. I said, no, it's not. I said, why? No, I said, no, it's not. And I said, dude, I said, there's 1 million white bald hosts. I said, we all look the same. All right. I said, we all look the same. He responds back. He goes, you're talking to Forrest Gregg, former Packer and Bengal coach right now. And I was like, oh, my God. Or like it was the guest. It was like 2 years ago. It was like the guest we had. May rest in peace, Forrest. Which I think I did like the last interview with Forrest Gregg. So yeah, you'd be shocked. Like you'll always be surprised where you're on, right? And it's good to know, though. So basically, you know, we're going to be talking. Look, we're on in San Francisco. I'm on the 49ers to win a division. So for all you Niner fans in the Bay Area, we're with you. We'll be talking a lot of Niner football. We're on in Washington, D.C. So we know. All right, we'll talk. And we're on not just in D.C., but we're on in like the Virginia, Maryland, all that area and stuff. So, all right, we'll talk some Virginia Tech, some Maryland Terrapin football, you know, Washington Wizard basketball, Tampa, City of Champions. All right. Damn Tampa Bay Lightning. Damn Brady. We'll have to be nicer to Florida from now on. Portland. All right. We're in the Pacific Northwest, so bring it on. Nashville. A lot of Titan talk. Norfolk, Virginia. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Go Blue. Knoxville, Tennessee. Des Moines, Iowa. Big Ten talk. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we're fired up for this. That's going to be starting September the 1st. That starts September the 1st. And, you know, next week is Labor Day weekend and stuff. And union rules, they shut everything down. You know, hey, listen, we, you know, they call our shot. We sit down in front of the mic. But it's always the calm before the storm. It's, you know, Labor Day weekend. Everyone's going to be working really hard on the network with the football season coming up that week following. So there's like sort of one last little mini shutdown. There'll be programming, but we won't be on live. I don't know if we're running best of or whatnot next Friday and Sunday. I think Monday too, right? It's basically a Labor Day weekend. It's always that way. And then boom, Tuesday it gets real. And then when we're back, it'll be 2 days away from the start of the National Football League. We'll be on these new 9 TV stations, game time decisions. We'll be kicking ass here nightly. So big things ahead coming up. So I figured I'd give the announcement for those of you that are tuning in right now in these markets. And as I stated, so San Francisco, which I'm excited about. I'm a big fan, even though I'm a Dodger fan. Even though I'm a big fan of the city of San Francisco. I love that city. So San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Tampa, Portland, Nashville, Norfolk, Grand Rapids, Knoxville, and Des Moines. And we've got more coming. So there's our announcement. And as I stated, and I tweeted out some of the markets, some of the networks that we're on. Like, I know we're on Cron in San Francisco. Like, I know a few of them. But as I stated, if you go to our Twitter account, you get the details of, you know, the websites and the exact networks and everything else in between. So, yeah, we're fired up here at Sports Grid. We've got a lot of big stuff coming up. And it's funny right now because I just punched this in. And, man, I've seen this. Here's cable facts. Nextstar betting on Sports Grid. Ooh, they're betting on us. Nextstar and streaming network Sports Grid have teamed up to launch a digital network. And its launch, a network will feature 18 hours of live original programming hosted by a team of on-air personalities. Me. Sports and gambling experts, as well as guest contributors. All right, well, you're going to win this bet, Nextstar. Let's rock. Big things coming. I, you know what? We always have, you know, I always feel optimistic before football. It's funny how when you get older, everything is the opposite of when you were a kid. I talked about that during the Olympics. I'm watching sports I used to hate. I would never watch field hockey as a kid. And the next thing, I got $500 on the Netherlands women, Dutch women, to win the gold medal in field hockey now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always as you get older, right? As you get older, you know, you think differently. But I always used to have that like sort of positivity that, oh, this is the year that we're going to make a lot of money betting football, and You know, and then I realized as soon as the season started, I was like, man, nothing's different. You're just still an idiot. I actually feel like, no, this is the year. This is the year we're going to crush it. And we'll share some of our futures that we're putting in with you on the other side. And we got to get you caught up to date with the baseball odds updated. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, I am the loudmouth malcontent. Morenci, let's do this thing. SiriusXM Channel 204. All right, so college football kicks off on Saturday, 1 o'clock Eastern time. Fox, Nebraska and Illinois, Fox Television. UConn and Fresno State is on the CBS Sports Network at 2 o'clock Eastern. Hawaii and UCLA, 3:30 Eastern, ESPN. UTEP and New Mexico State, FLOF. I don't know what that is. What network is FLOF? F-L-O-F TV. I have no idea what that is, but I'll find it online. And Southern Utah and San Jose State, also on the CBS Sports Network. Yeah, they got those Mountain West teams. So San Jose State, CBS Sports Network. There's the TV slate for you. Setting you up for Saturday. We're ready to rock college football. Tomorrow, we'll really get into all the games. But if you're just joining us right now, I talked about Illinois. I'm going to sprinkle on Illinois in a money line because instead of playing the win total at 3.5, I'll just try to stab this one and get plus 210. Because if they're going to win four games on a year, they got to win this game. So I think they can win a game too, but I'd rather just catch the plus 210, right, instead of waiting. So give me the points with Illinois. I think the game's going to go over the number. I got UConn and Fresno State to go under the number. Hawaii and UCLA over the number. And we had Julio from the Windy City on earlier with us, Julio Rosario. We were talking about the first quarter totals. And it's a great point that he talked about plays being scripted. And I don't buy in, guys. It's not the NFL preseason. All right, they're not pros. It's different. College football, there are points in the first week. Like, it's not the same for whatever reason. I don't know. I can't explain it. It is what it is. Honestly, preseason games are a waste of time anyways. Like, they kind of are. Like, teams that you know what I mean? In the NFL now, all these teams are taking the inter-squad scrimmages more serious than they do the preseason games. But we're going to be on Illinois plus the points, Illinois money line, the game to go over the number, and first quarter over 12.5. Connecticut and Fresno, I'm just going to play the under 62.5. UCLA and Hawaii, I'll tell you what, guys, right now the first quarter is 14. There's no way they're going to add the hook to that. If you like that game in the first quarter to go over, you get it in now at 14 before it's 14.5. It does make a difference, obviously, at least if it's 14-0 UCLA or something. But I do believe there'll be quick points. I don't think it'll be slow starts. I think Nebraska, Illinois, there'll be points. Hawaii and UCLA should go over, but I think the first quarter is good to go over 14. I like the first quarter over 12.5 for Nebraska, Illinois. And then UConn and Fresno, I won't mess with the quarter plays. I just don't think that UConn will score enough to make the game go over. And then later on, it gets a little, shadier here with UTEP and New Mexico State. New Mexico State are terrible. They might be like the worst team in college football. Like they're right, like literally right at the bottom with UMass and type stuff. But you can't lay, it's hard to lay 10 with UTEP on the road. We'll get to that game tomorrow. And Southern Utah and San Jose State. I want to check in with the baseball numbers right now. So just a quick standings check and then correlate the standings with the odds after, you know? So we've got Tampa Bay are up by 4 on the Yankees. Red Sox are lingering. They got that wild card, but they're up by 4 on the Yankees. They're up by 7 on the Red Sox. Nothing to talk about in the Central. In the West right now, Oakland is starting to fade. They're 5.5 back. They got it as close as 2.5. Now they're 5.5 back, and Oakland is going in the wrong direction right now. They've lost 5 in a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Bassett took a line drive to the face, reconstructive surgery. Seattle are lingering for the wild card still right now as well. In the National League, let's check in with the East here and see how the deck has been shuffled after all this stuff. Atlanta have a 5.5 game lead now. And they've even lost. And that's the thing, too. They all lose, so no one's gaining ground. Atlanta's lost 2 in a row. Philadelphia's lost 3 in a row. And the Mets have lost 3 in a row. And the Mets and the Phillies are both in a free fall. Everyone bitches about the Mets losing. The Phillies are losing all the time now, too. So Atlanta is really starting to pull away. They're up by 5.5 right now. Nothing to talk about in the Central besides the fact that Cincinnati is now starting to, you know, San Diego's falling apart for the wild card. So Cincinnati's in control of the wild card, and the Dodgers are now 2.5 back of San Francisco. So let's check in with the odds right now, division odds. We are on Tampa to win a division at -125 or whatever it is. We got it in that night when we thought it was too low. I'm fascinated by this one because Tampa Bay is -270. I find it to be kind of high considering how hot the Yankees are and they're only 4 games back. Are the Yankees worth a play at +250? I wouldn't say you're crazy. And considering I already have Tampa, I could sprinkle on it a bit. I don't really want to do that, though. I hate doing that stuff. So the Rays are now -270, but this is for all the Yankee fans out there, and I know there's a lot of you. So you guys are +250 right now. You're only 4 games back. We jumped on the Oakland Athletics at +460. That's like the only one. Every other future I made is a pretty damn good one. This one is not. The wheels have fallen off. They're now +950. Houston's going to win that division. The National League East, I got the Phillies at +390 and the Braves at +340. Phillies falling apart. The Braves are now -450. The Mets are 11-1. The interesting battle now is in the West. The Los Angeles Dodgers, despite trailing by 2.5 games, are -165 right now to win the division. San Francisco are +115. They play each other 3 more times only. So if you're the Dodgers, the goal basically is to get this down to like you're tied going into that series and then you deliver the knockout punch. Everyone we talk to expects the Los Angeles Dodgers to come back and win this division. I'm not so sure. You know, I'm a Dodger fan. My deal is just San Francisco aren't going away. So it's not anything against the Dodgers. It's just there's not a lot of, like, racetrack left, and San Francisco aren't spotting anything here. But I do believe that the Los Angeles Dodgers will win this division. It's -165 right now. I do believe they will win this division. The Dodgers are killing it. They're getting healthier. We talked about it earlier. People think, oh, the Dodgers suck. No, the Dodgers don't suck because you lost your bet, all right? The Dodgers kill people every night. You just lost tonight. It is what it is. And you see, they can flick that switch, the Dodgers. All right, they're 15-2 now, guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're rolling. They're rolling. Scherzer's been a great addition. Turner's been a great addition, obviously. So I do believe the Dodgers are going to win a division. The Cy Young, the Cy Young is interesting. We never pulled the trigger on anybody in the American League in the Cy Young. And Gerrit Cole's odds keep dropping. And with all this Yankee hype, man, Gerrit Cole can steal this thing from Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn's kind of a jerk to the media. Like, people don't really like Lance Lynn. People like Garrett. Garrett Cole's a nice guy and stuff today. He's nice to kids. He's nice to the media. Like, Garrett Cole's sort of an old-time baseball player type in that sense. Now, I do have action on the National League. I've got Zach Wheeler at plus 300, and he is now plus, wow, he's really slipped. He's now plus 550. He's now plus 550, and I've got Walker Buehler at plus 300. I jumped in, and we told you, we've been sharing all these with you. So, you know, some of you that tail this stuff are in on this stuff, too. Remember, we said, all right, we'll take Wheeler. Sunday nights are our big baseball prop night with Jason B. Tackerfin. We said, all right, we'll take Wheeler at plus 300 because it's great value right now. And then I realized sort of the old, well, man, Walker Buehler's he's a stud. Walker Buehler's a stud. I tell you what, Max Scherzer's pitching his ass off right now. But Walker Buehler's now minus 115. I got him at plus 300. The guy I don't have is Mr. Burns. And Corbin Burns, he's plus 200 right now in Milwaukee. I don't have him. So if he wins, I'm screwed. And I bet $100 on each one. So I have $100 at plus 300, $100 on 300 on Buehler, and $100 at plus 300 on Wheeler. So I get $400 back. I'll double my money type of thing. I've really changed my perspective. I was talking about it earlier as you get older. I do have more patience now when it comes to gaming. Not always, but I'm going to try. And that's the thing. With college football coming up, man, trust me, I'm going to do it. We're all going to slip up. Where it's like, why do I have $750 on this Southern Utah right now against San Jose State, like one of those deals? It's sort of like slipping up on the Tuesday night games, like the dumb Mac games and stuff. Well, I really want to pick, you know, we got to get this right and pick our spots and get this thing done correctly. So there's the Major League Baseball division update. And NBA numbers are starting to pop up right now. We talked about the ridiculously low win total on the Toronto Raptors at 36.5. There's a prop out there right now. Will the Raptors make the playoffs at plus 275? So to tell you how much I like this, I'm thinking, and here, we'll do the math. It's basically like $2,700 to win $10,000. That's what I want to do. And I was thinking about, wow, should I go, if I go five, that's a lot. Like, but it's funny because I used to put more on games sometimes. But I am absolutely damn convinced. I'm going to hammer the over 36.5, and then I'll play the plus 275. I'm really starting to like the future market because it adjusts, and you can adjust as it goes along. And it's something to think about as the football season approaches right now. And I'm not concerned. I'm almost glad Tennessee's got this little COVID thing right now out of the way. I got the Tennessee Titans, and I see some people worried about, oh, the Tennessee Titan futures. Man, the NFL season doesn't start for another, like, what? What is it? It's not 2 weeks, actually. Is it 2 weeks? It's hard to believe. It is. Hey, man, dear God. Yeah, it really is, isn't it? It doesn't sound that, man, it doesn't feel real, does it? Like when you say, well, it's like, yeah, it really does. It's Thursday night right now. So 2 weeks from tonight, guys, 2 weeks from tonight right now, we'll be crying and blaming other people for our loss. I'll be right there with you, too. I'm a hypocrite. I'll be doing it. I don't know. That game, this is pretty crazy, but I like the Dallas Cowboys plus the points so far in this game against Tampa, which is pretty insane. But I think that game is going to be a track meet, and I don't think Tampa are as good as everybody says they are. Like, people have a short memory, man. People have a short memory. Tampa were like underdogs in most of those games. People were laughing at Tom Brady last year. And now suddenly no one can beat them. Oh, they're unbeatable. I think they are beatable. Late night anger management class. I think they got Kansas City on the right Sunday. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid Radio Network.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
You know what's driving me crazy? And it happens to everybody, but you know, like you've got something you're about to say. I swear, Matthias, I had a point, right, when I said, you know, something about being younger and older again. I had a damn point behind it, all right? Okay? There was a point. Except we went to a break, and I sort of did like a half-assed mental, but it wasn't like a complete subject. It was just sort of I had a little tidbit I wanted to throw in, Matthias. You know what I mean? It was a good one. And I was like, I got to see it. And like, yeah. And we went to the break, and I sort of, during the break, right away, I didn't know. And I was like, oh, God. And I was like, it'll come back to me. It'll come back to me. And it never has, and it's bothering me. It's going to be one of these deals, bro. Like, I'm literally bothered by this now. And there was nothing important, Matthias. There was nothing important. I'm just like, what the hell was my little joke tidbit that I was going to add that actually had a point? It was good. Like, it's driving me crazy. Hey, you're on 6 hours a day. It's train of thought. It's just one of those deals. Been a grind of a week. And what do you think? Are you fired up for this? You fired up for the UFC? We got college football. You like this card this week with Barbosa? And
I don't know who it is. Between Barbosa and Chikadze, I don't know, man. That's going to be a killer battle. You know, I was wrong about Barbosa.
Yeah, two tough guys.
Fight against Burgos. So I'm afraid to bet against him again.
Thing with Barbosa, bro, he's old school. He's an OG. You know what I mean? He really is. He's just an OG. He's fought in everybody. He's seen everything. I mean, you look at his resume here. Michael Johnson, Paul Felder, Tony Ferguson, Anthony Pettis, Gilbert Melendez, Dariush, Khabib, Kevin Lee, Dan Hooker, Gaethje, Paul Felder, Iggy. You go down the list. Like, dear God, like, who hasn't this guy fought? All right, we'll hit that tomorrow. Shout out to everybody, our AIM Radio affiliates. Stay safe. May the winners be yours. Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll see you on the grid tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern. It's football, college football. Other than that, you're on your own later.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, or the Internet.
The technology grand.
Keep it here on Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.